is today's news from National Health Executive on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. NHS patients who live just 13 miles apart have access to dramatically different performing hospitals, despite being under the same administrative board, a report by the Medical Technology Group has revealed. This comes after a two-year analysis of NHSE referrals to treatment data. Barbara Harpham, chair of the MTG, said good practice is abundant across the NHS in England, whether nationally led or driven within local NHS organisations. However, it is clear that it's often isolated and not regularly shared with those parts of the NHS where it can make an enormous difference. The MTG now has to set out a number of recommendations for both NHSE and DHSC to drive the sharing of best practice. The palliative and bereavement charity Sue Ryder has appointed NHS England's James Sanderson as its new chief executive. James is NHSE's National Director of Community Health Services, Personalised Care and Palliative End-of-Life Care. He will join in August when he will focus on delivering the charity's new long-term vision and strategy. James replaces Heidi Travis, who is semi-retiring after 14 years at Sue Ryder, 11 of which were as CEO. And the NHS could unlock almost £100 million of annual saving if they switch from decaffeinated hot drinks. That's according to a landmark new report from Care England and University Hospitals of Leicester. A trial resulted in a 35% reduction in the number of falls expected when rushing to the toilet. The study was conducted across 8 care homes, but if scaled up across the sector, researchers believe the falls could have been prevented and up to £85 million saved per year for the health service. Andrew Sellius, chair of the APPG on Bladder and Bowel Continence Care, said at a time when our NHS and social care system are facing real pressure, decaffeinisation appears to have emerged as a solution hidden in plain sight. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.